Good afternoon and welcome. You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches 89.5. Micro FM, Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. Simulcast on the Grow Your Own Channel 107.5 FM, Greenville, South Carolina. The Jalapeno Channel 87.9 FM, Sioux Falls, South Dakota. Wilco Radio, Bazaria County, Texas. And numerous other micro broadcasts and webcasts across our great nation. Our website is FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. We open the broadcast with Trenches by Pop Evil. It is, well, it's Muckin' Fun Day. It's also the fourth day of February. It's February already, guys. Fourth day of February, 2019. It's 12:04 Pacific Time. I'm your host, Henry Shively. This is a live call-in program, and listeners are encouraged to join in the conversation. If you'd like to call in, the number is 641-715-3610. A nice lady will come on the line and ask you for the conference room you want, and that would be 220029 and then the pound sign. Again, that's 641-715-3610. And then enter 220029 and hit that pound sign. Of course, you have to punch in *6 to unmute if you want to come up on the air and mix it up with me today. Well, it is currently 28 degrees here, 4,200 feet in high Cascades of northern Jefferson. And we're looking for a high of 29 degrees today for the Klamath Basin. Snowing. Snow. Ugh. I hate it. Anyways, we're just going to do a little chit-chat when we get back.
Go to his head, his wife's aggravation, you soon end up dead. That's the same old story, same old song and dance, my friend. It's the same old story, same old song and dance, my friend. Shaved and looking loser, you played with my gun. No smooth face, a lawyer could get you undone. Say love. Same on the south side of town. You could look, but you ain't gonna find it around. It's the same old story, same old song and dance, my friend.
Thank you for listening to PBFTT.
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5.
Micro FM.
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
Bringing you the word from the trenches, please give a big round of applause for Henry Shively.
Alrighty then, we all know what's coming down the pike, let's say. And every one of you that's listened to this broadcast for years, you know what it is and where it comes from. I went back and forth in some emails with someone who I consider to be a friend like Spike that I never got to meet, a real brother. And it was over the, you know, this... after the baby's alive, killing it, you know, I came down and said, I seen somebody do, I'd kill him. And, they came up with, it was trying to fucking play me into a fucking game of where does life begin? I don't fucking know. And it has nothing to do with the fucking Bill of Rights that we do not have. You know what? To a subject, it doesn't matter. If you're a subject, And I don't care, you're 10 months pregnant, and fucking King gets pissed off, you can gut you right there. Can he? We're living under a corporate aristocracy, aren't we? By definition? Anyway, I'm just going to read this little part of this to you. Because, I've tried to my best of my ability to bring the people together. And there's only one thing that can bring us together at this point, at this crucial fucking point. And that is that Bill of Rights. It is common to every one of us. It is born in us. It is a part of our being. The truth is, you want to love and respect me, but you find yourself at odds with me because of God's word has no place in your heart. Oh, which amendment are we talking about here? What are we talking? Which blatant violation of the Bill of Rights are we talking about here? As subjects who's fucking what we think or care about matters not. Just what? Did you just say that if I spoke words you did not like to you regarding something you felt was your private concern that you would kill me? I did admit that I am guilty of you know saying you know like you come to my house to take my Bill of Rights you I say you a lot. You come to my house I promise from now I'm going to say anybody instead of you, so that nobody gets confused and think I'm attacking them personally. But the fact is, if anybody, and that concludes you, come to violate my fucking rights, let's go on with this. Did you say, okay, we did that, regarding something you felt was your private concern that you would kill me? If it is my private concern, and it's not speaking to me, it's forcing yourself upon me, forcing your personal beliefs upon me, condemning me. Through your own personal, condemn me from afar. I don't even want to fucking know you. I don't want to know your name. I don't want to know you exist. But you can condemn on the fuck you want over there. You come and try to force your fucking shit on me. Yeah, I'm going to kill you. That does not sound like love and respect. And I find the words I will kill come out of your mouth very frequently and quite often at the slightest provocation, real or perceived. Oh, I guess I'm completely fucking wrong here. Bill of Rights is in effect. God damn, we're the freest people on the planet. We have freedom. We have liberty. We all know what's going on here, don't we? Have we not proven that this is a corporate aristocracy, that there is a king at the top by definition of what they have put in their version of the law after they, and have we not put the 14th Amendment right before you? It says you are a subject to whatever they write down on a piece of fucking paper because they are your sovereign. Have we not done that? Have we not shown violation after, fuck, more violations of the People's Bill of Rights than can be counted. So you, who don't want to kill nobody, who don't even say kill, what the fuck are you going to do about it? You going to go stick a fucking posy in the end of their M16 before they blow your fucking brains out? You, all these people out there, big militia motherfucking things going on, you ain't going to do shit. I heard, you know, when they did their little protest with the last fucking batch of treachery, treason, violations of the absolute law of the Bill of Rights, the people's fucking rights, the people who are the authority. They're the small group that showed up out there. They were going to protest out in front of the building, the Capitol building in Salem. And they, what were their words? We will resist. And I know exactly what that means. Because, you know, then you start hearing the people who are supposed to be the fucking tip of the spear, the people who are going to do the fucking deed, start talking about burying things. I'm going to tell you right now, my advice to you people is, when they write all this shit down, and they come to subjugate you, make sure you have all your guns buried. Bury everything. Bury it. When they come, you tell them, yeah. The commissar will come up with his fucking a couple of guys with fucking rifles, and he'll tell you, he'll say, we have, you know, here's where you bought this gun and this date, this gun at this date, this gun at this date. Maybe you have no guns that you bought at all. Maybe you don't. It don't fucking matter, because I've read enough about the communists to know exactly what they're going to do. They're going to come. They're going to start with the people that have registered guns, and there was never when they did that 1968 Gun Control Act. Oh, they'll never. As long as there's stars up in the sky, as long as the river flows and the wind blows, there will never ever be registration of firearms in the United States. Well, there is, ain't there? And they're the ones going. They're going to go for first. And so we have it right here. Probably the last ones that bought the fucking guns, because it's the quickest information to get to. They're going to come to you and go, we have it here. You bought an AR-15 on December 23rd, 2017. You've not come in and you have not gotten a permit to have that gun. Well, I'm practicing civil disobedience. Really? Right there. Where's the gun? Well, I gave it away. I sold it to somebody at a gun show. I don't even ask for their name. I didn't like, really? I'm going to tell you people some fucking, you slow-minded people some. I'll tell you how communists work because I've read this fucking room full of books on it. Then they'll take you and they'll say, oh yeah, really? And they'll fucking snag your ass and then you're going to go down to the local fucking holding facility for FEMA. They'll call it FEMA. You're there because you can't tell them where that gun is. And then I'll tell you a technique I read in this one book. Boy, you're going to love this. This is what's going to happen to your ass. They'll put you in a locker. I'm not talking about a room. I'm talking about a fucking locker where you can't even bend your knees. You can't sit down. If you bend your knees, you're against it. And they'll leave you there for a few days. And then they'll come out and fuck, before you come out, they'll yank a couple of your fucking teeth out. Maybe smash a couple of your fingers. They'll wash you all up and bring you back in front of the commissar again. Where's that gun at? Well, and then, you know, by the time they've done this, and they will do this endlessly. That's what they do. They love it. They're sadistic. Before I came up here, you know, I can't remember which one sent the books. I think it was Mary sent the books about the Ruby Ridge siege in the words of Sarah and Randall Weaver. Huh? What? What? Oh, I'm sorry. It was Ruth. I always do that. I'm sorry. I mean, a lot to keep track of here. But yeah, I just got through reading. You know, I kind of looked at it a little bit yesterday. I didn't have no much time this weekend to read. I was busy writing emails on my rest time. But I read Sarah's account. And everybody needs to fucking read that. Because that's what's coming to you. That's what, you know what, like I said, we're going to get back to fucking right on point again. Back to that goddamn locker. They've just pulled a couple of your teeth out. They didn't numb you first either. And then smash your fingers. If you're the kind of person that wears glasses, they've already took your glasses away from you. So you're looking in a blur. And you sit down at the table and we're going to go over this. We're going to go over. We're writing your confession. You're going to write your confession for us is what you're going to do. You're going to confess as to how you attempted to subvert the corporate aristocracy, which is your sovereign in this country, subject. Well, most of you, the first time you come out of that fucking locker, you're going to be telling them every goddamn thing you know. And not only you're going to tell them where that gun's buried, then you're going to start telling them everybody's going to say, well, we need a list of everybody that you know that has a gun or had a gun that's in your area that you know. We want to know who everybody you know. And you're going to write down, you're going to try and you say, I'm not going to tell them about him or him. And you think this is going to do it. God almighty, this nightmare is going to be over. I'm just going to be at a work camp, just working until at least I can die in peace. But no, that ain't how they do it. These are communists. After you write it out, you write it down there and they have you sign it and you think, oh, thank God. I'm in such pain. I can't see. Right back down to the fucking locker and you will go. Oh, for another few days, just enough to almost make you die of thirst. And they'll give you a little bit of water, knock a few more teeth out, maybe take some fingernails out, a little more torture, wash you up, take you back up, and get to sit in front of the commissar again. And he's going to say, we're going to write your confession. And you know you better not even come out of your mouth that you've already written your confession. And you're going to start writing again. And he's going to be asking, he asks the same questions over again. And then when you get to that part where, who else do you know that has a gun? I mean, you're going to remember a few more names. Because it hurts. It fucking hurts, dude. And after about fucking 2 or 3 weeks of this shit, you will have told them you would made up shit to try to say, because they weren't going to tell you what they want that confession to say. They'll just tell you, nope, you still ain't got it right. Back down to the locker you'll go. And then once they're finally convinced that they have gotten all the information out of you that they possibly can, and you've written down every name of every person you've ever met in your life, and you will have recalled every, because you got a lot of time in that locker, every incident of every gun you ever saw in your whole fucking life and who had it, and you've written down their names and told them to the best of your ability where they can be found, and then they're going to wash you up. They're going to hand you some glasses. If your person wears glasses, they're not. That's one of the things they like to do. And then you can read your confession and read it all through and sign it. And they're going to look at that commissar. Is going to look at you and see, you got it right. You got it right.
Henry?
Yes.
Under the Patriot Act, they can do that legally.
Oh, I know.
I mean, not legally. I mean, you know what I'm trying to say. They set this all up. The Patriot Act set this all up.
They have bestowed such powers on themselves. Yes, this is a complete takeover. There is no law. That's why when we talk about what are you gonna do when they come?
Can't do shit. You're not gonna be able to do shit.
Well, not if
except blow their head off.
Well, you can't do that,
all
Mark.
You
can't do that because you're resisting. You buried your guns in the ground. You're not gonna tell them where they're at. Remember. And I'm telling you, by at this point in the ballgame, they're going to be loving it because they're going to be starting with people, you know, and the others will be out there just fucking thinking how militant they're going to be, and all the guns will be buried. And then after they'll give you your glasses back and give you a drink of water, let you eat some food with whatever teeth you got left. And then they'll march you down a hall, and you go down a stairway, and you'll come down a hallway, and there'll be people in front of you. They'll be taking off their clothes like you're taking off your clothes. And you'll be putting that pair of glasses you just got in a pile of pairs of glasses. And then they'll take you over to the fucking door. I mean, it'll be a small place. I mean, and they'll have a place to fucking, they'll put you up against a fucking wall. They'll put that pistol to the back of your head. Bam! Fucking, they'll drop you on a rolling cart that goes over and dumps you on a conveyor that comes up. They'll have a dump truck out there. Poof, bodies just falling in it.
As soon as they consider you an enemy combatant, you're just a piece of shit now. You're not even an American national anymore. You're just a piece of dirt now.
Oh, hell yeah. Now, see, and I'm, the thing is, people, you people who you know, fucking, well, what are you going to do? I'm not going to say kill anymore. I'm going to say try to reason with. That's what I'm going to do from now on. So you don't want to say kill. You don't want to say kill. Because that might anger them. That might anger the enemy. That might actually push this thing into fucking really happening. This thing that has been a fucking farce since the 70s called the militia movement. It might actually fucking force the issue, huh? Yeah, I'll tell you, the number one people that want the fucking trenches gone are the so-called fucking patriot militias. Because it's forcing the issue. You see, we said, if you're going to do it, write it down on your goddamn piece of paper. Now they're doing it. They're writing it down on their goddamn piece of paper. And then they're going to come, oh, but they're going to resist. And I know what resist, I've seen these people. I know what resist is. Resist is go bury it and hide it. Hide yourself. Make yourself as small as you can. Largest fucking army to ever exist on planet Earth. Pack of cowards. So after they get through with it, then they'll go down the list and that'll be all your friends. They'll start with your relatives. Because you know them best, and you know the most of them that had guns and stuff, and then they're going to the next one. And this is how it goes until until they've killed, I don't know, 100, 200 million of you. Just because you just sit there and fucking, I want you, all I'm telling you here is, you know, don't think about killing nobody. Really don't. Killing's wrong. Don't do it. Just don't do it. It's going to be so wrong when they do it, God's going to judge them. Don't you worry. He's going to blow your fucking brains right out your fucking your face. But God's going to judge them. Don't you worry. It's going to be taken care of. And don't say kill and don't kill. Don't kill nobody. I don't want nobody killing nobody. I want you to hide. I want you to hide what you got. But I'll only ask you one thing. But when you go up that door, when you're standing there naked, waiting for that fucking gun to go off, I want you to just close your eyes and visualize your guns buried up there wherever you buried him. Now, I'm not saying not to go out and bury caches of food and weapons, but I mean, this is how it will go down. They will bury everything. I got rid of that a long time ago. I don't know. I sold it at a gun show. You know, and like, you know, like they even give a shit what's coming out of your mouth. They already know what they're going to do to you. And you will go to that fucking FEMA camp. And you will end up in the end writing down every name of every person you know that ever had a gun. And if you know where anybody else's guns are buried, you're going to rat on them too. Because the fucking, the pain, I mean, the torture. And, you know, there's been recent mentions in the mainstream, just here and there, out of the side of your mouth, like remote constitution, you know, out of the side of the mouth, about that cruel and unusual punishment. I mean, they were busted for fucking what they did at Abu Ghraib, where they were raping children in front of their fucking parents and hanging people by the fucking, you know, by cords and stuff, you know, like the Vietnamese did, the fucking POWs over there. And, you just don't get it, do you? You just don't get it. That's what's coming for you. That's what happens. And it's going to be the goddamnedest thing to step back for the world to observe. Because you're sitting there, you have the largest armed force on planet Earth and a handful, and I promise you it's just a handful of communists are going to do this to you. Why? Because you can't kill. Killing's wrong. And I shouldn't have been saying it all this time. I apologize for saying I'll kill anybody. I'm just going to surrender. Hell, get it over with. You know, had I known that the fucking people in this country were of such a low, fucking cowardly, fucking esteem when I was fucking young, I would have never had kids. I would have never brought them into it. I always, man, like I said, that was the fucking big, big lie. Growing up, you know, as a kid, kind of telling you what a free country you lived in, and you had rights, and, oh, man, growing up in a gun culture and your guns, and when you got your gun, you were saying, and now here we are today, with the communists telling you straight fucking up that you do not have a second article, right? In fact, they're telling you, see, that's why this whole shit's coming down. You know, that man Damas is fucking correct, absolutely 110% correct. It's exactly correct by law. Do you have, was there a document written called the Bill of Rights? Yes or no? Was it ratified by the several states? And to answer Charlie's question from the other day, when the new states signed on, they automatically ratified it. So they are absolutely subject to the 10th article. But at any rate, did it exist once upon a time?
Yep.
It sure as hell did. And does it exist today?
Yes, sir.
You bet you it does. What's missing?
I plan on killing me some murderers.
You shouldn't have said that. You're going to upset somebody. All this talk of killing.
Oops.
These fuckers, I mean, they've written it down on the Georgia Guidestones that they plan to bring the population of this planet down to 500 million. They've written it in stone. But don't talk about killing.
Hey,
you know,
Henry.
Go ahead, brother.
Speaking of subjects, the Baroness of South Dakota deemed it fit to sign in a policy that you don't need a permit to conceal carry here in South Dakota.
Oh, you know? Really? Like in Arizona, huh?
Yeah, well, you know, it's always been an open carry state here, but it doesn't go into effect till July. And then you see what I call heroes, you know, and what you talk about we fighting each other, because there's people that believe this crap, you know.
There's people that don't want it to go away.
When you try to straighten things out.
You know, it's, I looked at it like this, Hal. You know, it's kind of like, you know, first thing you got to admit is that you are owned. That's a hell of a thing to think about. I am owned by somebody else. Now, people own dogs, right? And you can hope that, you know, that if you're, you know, some people, they treat their animals, I mean, you know, like excellent, you know. They make sure they're fed, they take care of them, they take responsibility for them. Some people tie them to the back porch and kick the fuck out of them every time they walk out the goddamn door just for something to do. But it's arbitrary. It comes down to, am I owned? Am I going to be owned? You see, back in 1775, and it had nothing to do with any son of a bitch in any kind of form of any fucking thought of government. There was a group of people that fucking hacked their lives out of the wilderness, and they built fucking farms, and they built, you know, buildings, they built towns, they built bridges, they built roads, you know, they made the place habitable. And they did it without any fucking nobody's help, no government. But then here comes along, you know, here comes, you know, the King of England to claim, well, my subject built that, that belongs to me. And that's exactly what the deal was. And because you've had generations by this time that have grown up out in that wilderness, fucking, they've subject, what the fuck is that? I'm not subject to anything except for the, if I do somebody wrong, they can take me into the court with the judge and a sheriff that we've hired here for our little community. If you're out in the wilderness, there wasn't even that. You were fucking free. But then here comes the king. Because the fucking, you finally, you know, you're taking it away from the original inhabitants. You went out there and done his killing for him. So now he's come to claim his prize. Because you're just his subject, just like the military today. Just subjects out there doing the killing for the corporation to take other people's stuff away from them. But again, you know, like I said before I came up here, I was reading Sarah's account on the Ruby Ridge thing, Sarah Weaver. And like I said, you need to read that because because the last part of it when she's talking about when they finally did bring them out. And she had seen, you know, like people, they were all camoed out in the bushes and stuff. And she'd seen one of them's hat and stuff. And they all start standing up and smirks on their face. Go see what they did to those people. Yeah, what Bill of Rights? There's a Bill of Rights, a military operation against a fucking civilian, a family. Now that, you know, I haven't read the whole book, but I know I read Randy Weaver's account as the first one. And he talks, you know, white separatists and whatever. It's, you know, that is his right. You can be anybody you want. You can think anything you want to do. But he starts the book talking about that he wanted to go to somewhere away from the rat race and just raise a family. All he wanted to do was, but Vicky. From the other things I've read, I don't know. I wasn't there. I mean, I wouldn't trust anything coming from any. I trust what that girl said, and I believe what Randy's what he said is what happened on the day that when his son and his wife and his son was killed, and then his wife and his a kid he considered his son was shot. I can figure on those accounts, but I've read a lot of, and I read everything on Ruby Ridge there was after it happened because it fucking, it incensed me. I could not believe that could happen in this country when the military, I mean, goddamn, like when she said, the girl said when they came down on the flats, they didn't know what was down there. And here's helicopters, goddamn armored personnel carries a goddamn, you know, an army against a family in the United States.
I read that book too.
Did you read that book? But you know,
yeah, a long time ago.
But the thing is,
what was the name of it? The first one.
This is the one that the Weavers did themselves. It was It's called Federal Siege at Ruby Ridge.
Yeah.
At any rate, we're going to take a break and we'll come back into it. We'll be right back.
Taking lives tonight, scorching parchment.
You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches 89.5, Micro FM, Chiliquin, the state of Jefferson. The Word from the Trenches is a listener-sponsored broadcast. If you'd like to help keep this program on the air, go to FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com, hit that donate button, or you can mail donations to Henry Shively at Post Office Box 964, Chiliquin, Oregon, 97624. Your contributions are appreciated. I'm your host, Henry Shively. It's 12:36 Pacific Time. And, of course, was Expect No Mercy by Nazareth and Expect None. What I'm trying to get through your heads, read that girl's account. They had a, when they put that robot phone up there, I guess when it was inspected, they tried to get the kids. They were trying to tell him to have just one of your children come out and get it. Randall. And it had a shotgun thing rigged to it, so when you picked, whoever picked up the phone was going to get their head blowed off. Children. Do you see what I'm talking about here? But don't talk about kill. Don't talk about killing nobody. I mean, that could upset you. I mean, people could get the wrong idea about things. But anyway, I was talking about Randy on his account. And I got to cut him some slack on it, you know, because I've talked about him not running down the hill. He came down the hill with the goddamn double-barreled shotgun. And I guess he fired it up in the air to tell everybody to run for the house. And he went, he was so excited, he went to jam another shells in it, and he pushed it past the ejector. And I know this can happen because that must have been an old shotgun. I've had it happen to me with old shotguns. But past that, when he's talking early on, when he decided to go out, see, he said he wanted to just go somewhere where nobody could bother him and raise his children. In his way, in his beliefs, and he was like, oh, man, if you have a right, that's it. But then he started going to the Aryan Nations gatherings there. And big gatherings they have, and these people, by the way, are your oath keepers and your 3%ers of today. Okay, but he went there, and that's where, you know, he met the rat that ultimately ended up costing him his wife and his son. That's where he met the rat, and you know, he said, you know, he has no views on it this way or that way, but Vicky Weaver is a smart lady. I read a lot of the letters. See, she was writing, doing a lot of writing into, like, newspapers and wherever she could get something to, and to fucking politicians. And she was the target, not Randy. Randy was just the way to get to her. Because he comes down, you know, and he meets up with these guys, and, you know, God damn it. Even as young as I was in those days, I knew that anybody involved with any of that stuff there was, you know, every other one of them was an FBI agent, just like with 3%ers and oath keepers. Every other one of them was a fucking FBI informant. So he said, I can understand. He said he just wanted to see what it looked like, what it was like, what it was. Well, what about the second time you went? And then the third time you went? No, you weren't just up there. You had created a situation through your own actions. I mean, you could consider that you were part of the fight. You were going to fight. Well, that's okay too. I mean, you can have your militant leanings all you want. It's your goddamn right. Free speech and all that stuff. And the fact that you know, he sawed off 2 shotguns. I mean, that should have. I mean, goddamn. I've had fuckers walk up to me, you know, that I know for like 2 fucking weeks that are, you know, that are around the militia thing, you know, and come around. We need to start killing judges. We should start. I tell you, get the fuck away from me, you fucking rat, faint fucking narc. I'll stomp you. How stupid do you think I fucking am? And then he admits in the book, he goes, why wouldn't the person have cut their own barrel off? Well, duh. But once the situation was created, you know, then you know, he goes and goes up on the mountain there, and he knows he has a federal warrant. He knows these animals. None of those weavers conceived what they were really up against. And it that was 20 years ago, people. You think how fucking bad it is now? Now he couldn't conceive of what those motherfuckers would do to him, or do to anybody. Because that's what they did. They dug it. They were Murder Incorporated. Not a one of them had jurisdiction to do anything to Randy Weaver or his family. They were hired fucking killers. They work in unions, and that's what you see across this country right now. And this is the cocksuckers that are going to be coming to have a little talk about you with your gun that you buried up on the hill, and you're just going to be standing there. He's going to have a gun. You see? But Randy, when he was a Green Beret, I think, is what it said in the book. All I can say is that once you've seen the danger to your family, well, okay, you decided to go to this militant thing and be a militant, but now you've put your family in serious fucking. He didn't. I give him this. I no way he could have conceived the danger he put his family in. He was. I mean, he'd been in the military. He could never have believed that anything like this could ever happen or exist. None of their families could believe it. But it had been happening before. It had happened before. They've been killing people all along. But anyway, so he's a Green Beret. So they've said that, you know, they have lied about the dates. It's evident that they're wanting to come and get me. Oh, you're off to Grandma and Grandpa's. And I don't care what Vicky said. And I understand the writings I've read about her and this book. And I've read several books. She was a very strong-minded woman. I said, you're getting your ass down that hill. You're getting on a goddamn plane or a bus, and you're going to Iowa and you're staying with your parents. Then I went back up there on my hill because I'm the one that they're supposedly wanting, not Vicky. But Vicky was the target. And I'll tell you what, I would have used all of my training becoming a fucking Green Beret, really? And they came and got you like that? They were booby-trapped? You tell me what the fuck you got to lose. Every inch of that, every booby trap I could have set in the time allowed, I would have set. Because I know there was a fight a-coming. I would have had everything planned the best I could to do the most damage I could to the first motherfuckers that showed up. You'd be in, why did you just go up there and think that, oh, they're just going to leave us alone? Mistake. See, that's the same mistake I'm talking about here with this resistance thing. Because these same people I saw on that on the front lawn there in front of the Capitol building down there in Salem, we're going to resist. That's all. We're going to resist. And we have the right. Ooh. Are we doing that R word again? We have the right to civil disobedience. Well, I got news for you. They do not recognize your fucking Bill of Rights, period. And they have hired corporate mercenaries to fucking take your fucking guns from you. And there are no rules of engagement. Because there is no fucking law in this country, people. You just look at the Bill of Rights. We can sit here and agree, absolutely, that is the ratified absolute law of this country. It's being fucking violated daily right in your fucking face. They tell you they're violating it. And how they're going to further violate it. What do you do? Well, you got no common law court, so you can't go file for your fucking rights. You can't assert your rights. What good is a Bill of Rights that's just it's like their shit is just written on a piece of paper with no way to enforce it? Oh, but there was a way, because our founders did, the true founders of this country, the people who fought for that fucking Bill of Rights to be the controlling authority in that Constitution. They knew this day would come. They knew who they knew the vipers they were dealing with. They knew that they thought about declaring the king right out the gate, and when the delegations got together to form a delegation to go to Philadelphia. They already had us down as subjects and their subjects, and they were the rulers, and their new constitutions. Yeah. Just like what they actually had, what's in the 14th Amendment, every goddamn one of them, that they would rule and we'd be the ruled. We're just going to trade one king for another one. And that's why the majority of the people that fought that war fought to be sovereign. And not to be the subject of somebody else, a king, anybody else, to be their sovereign than themselves. So when I see these people out here talking, they think they're going to passively resist them. Nope, I refuse to get a license. If you wish to jail me, go ahead. But by then, guys, you don't get it, do you? You know, in Chicago, it was unveiled that, you know, it was been a few years ago. We reported on it. We had the torture chambers down there. And like I said, they've been talking more and more about, the police ought to have the right to use little, goddamn, they've killed people. They've tied people down in chairs and fucking killed them. Right? It's been reported. They're doing it right now. And you think when they come to enforce that gun thing that they're going to play around with your ass? No, they're going to tell you, you're going to say, well, I sold, even if it's just one gun you bought fucking 3 or 4 years ago. I bought a fucking shotgun. Where's that shotgun? Of course, you done buried that because you're a real smart fellow and you're going to resist. You're going to passively resist. I sold that to somebody. I don't remember who it was. Was that a gun show or something? Or it got stolen. I'm telling you, yeah, it got stolen. That's why they want this fucking to be a, you know, they're writing all these laws. If you don't report within 24 hours that a gun's been stolen, you've committed a crime. You've committed a crime. I mean, this total fucking attack, blatant, in-your-face attack on the second article, because they know that is the next step. When you can't, you take away the common law courts, what is the only other way we have to enforce our rights? Second article. That's what it was put there for. But they're going to passively resist on violations to their... These people have already shown they don't give a monk's fuck what you think about anything. They don't care. They're communists. They're here to disarm you. They're here to finish completing the one world order, and they can't do it with a fucking armed population this big in existence. So they're going to... It's King George, when he went to come to get the guns. He was going to, I mean, he had one, Colonel, I've heard Kornke tell the story before. Colonel, he said, just, you know, give me my brigade and I'll go and we'll fucking terrorize them. And that was their intent. They were going to go in and just burn and pillage and beat and do like they did the Weavers. Just kids, anything, you know, and leave people hanging in the fucking trees and say, now get them goddamn guns down here and turn them in. Boy. But that ain't what they run into. Because these people, see, they were not no longer under the colonial government. They were in a state of uprising. There was nobody ordering them. These colonials, you know, our fathers of our nations, these Hancocks and these Washingtons and shit, they didn't have a fucking thing to do with it. They said they were going to come and take the guns at Concord from away from the people. And when they got met at Lexington Green by armed fucking American nationals under no one's command, they're on their own account because they know what the result is. They know what was back in England. They know why they left fucking England. At least their parents and grandparents had taught them that. What real tyranny is. What it is to have it comes down to children, man. You know, that was one thing that, you know, like with this little email thing. When it comes down to children, you know, you're gonna claim some right to come and take my child away from me, to take my gun. I let you take my gun, you can take anything. I own nothing. Only thing that right now, being the straw man corporations, that each and every goddamn one of us that they have us listed as in their books, the only things that we hold are what we can hold with our guns. That's the only property that you have. And you have it because possession's 9/10 of the law. That last 10th is that fucking, that bullet coming out of that gun.
Henry, this person that you were communicating with over the weekend via email, did they finally see the light?
I have not heard a return. You know, I answered their email. I have not heard anything since. Because I started out with bitching about the fact that, you know, this has been a hard road to hoe. I mean, you know, like the little lawsuit they have there have 11 people doing what me and Laura do. So we're pretty busy. And when it finally comes around to like Friday morning, you know, when I could sit down, you know, because I don't have a workout Friday morning, Monday through Thursday, I work out to keep my body in shape from hurting so bad and to be ready to take care of myself. But the first thing I did was, you know, here's my fucking free time. Here I go. And it's always, you know, it was like glee when this sick shit came up about, you know, taking an autistic kid and killing it after it comes out of the womb. Of course I'm going to condemn that. Oh, we have a joinder now. Birth starts at ejaculation. And we're all going to go, we're all on the same side now. It's God against the devil. Let's do it. Okay, no. It's about the fucking Bill of Rights. That's what we all have in common. That's what we're fighting for. That's what our ancestors fought for. That's why when they got their delegations together and thought they were going to just write them up a fucking charter so that they could rule subjects. The people said, no, you're fucking not. We will kill you. Oh, whoops, I said it again. Better stop that. But that was how the conversation started. And then again, I got to do it again Saturday, you know, so. You know, the fucking little bit of rest time I get, that's what I want to spend it on. Because this can't, you know what, people, this is the bottom line here. You can resist, okay? You can bury your guns and resist. Go find, make yourself as small as you can, and we could go down in history as the best hiders in the world that's ever existed. It's able to hide in cracks and stuff. Maybe, you know, through evolution become like chameleons so we can look like a rock just by touching it. We can become the fucking number one cowards to ever exist on this planet. That's what we're looking for. Because when you talk about resist, that's what they're talking about. They're talking about burying them. And then when that commissar comes, that's why it's like in Stalinistan when he talks about it. You know, you got two fucking commissars a commissar coming with two guys with bolt action rifles into a fucking apartment building with 100 fucking people in it. Terrified that they're the ones they're after. And then they could go and they grab some there and they go to the next one. By the time they got 100 of them, two bolt action rifles. There's only 8 fucking rounds there. Really? But then people, they just did. They marched right down to those goddamn ditches and they let them blow their fucking heads off. I mean, so 8 of you get killed out of 100 and you get them and then you got 2 rifles. But I mean, these people had been disarmed. We're not even disarmed and we're fucking worse than that. We are fucking worse than that, people. When in these United States, everything that you've been taught since you were a child, the lie you were taught in our generation, they're not even teaching the lie in this generation anymore. I've always told you this is the revealing of what's already been there. They're just revealing it to you because it's always been there. They've plugged it in. And right now, they're letting you know that yes, you are subjects to the corporate aristocracy. And it is an aristocracy because Title 28, Section 15 says the United States is a corporation. Their law books that they wrote in the Admiralty to enforce their will upon us say that a corporation is a person. So right at the top, the ultimate power in the United States is a corporation, which cannot be confused with a republic. Then that corporation comes down to a king. You're right back where you started. Except way fucking worse off because these diabolical son of a bitches, man. Well, I don't know. I'm sure the king's fucking soldiers are pretty diabolical themselves from what I've read about them. What they did to little boys and stuff. Sick sons of bitches, each and every one of them. But here we are. We've come to the point because we've been, you know, sitting here watching this as they come out. We're going to, now they're, see, like in the state of Oregon, the last one they just wrote up. I don't know what they're doing with it. But you have to get a license to own a gun. Well, we've always had open carry here. So I guess if which is fucking anyway, I mean, I've got the right to carry it anywhere. I carry under the second article my goddamn absolute right to own and bear arms. But think about this. Everybody who dares to open carry, and boy, I'm telling you, people are going to rush to get these licenses because they're going to want to open carry their guns. And the only way I can open carry my gun is to go get permission from the fucking government for an immunity from this law that they just passed. All your six shooters, I guess you could take in a welder and take your cylinder out and weld up one of the cylinders, and then you can get your permission from the state of Oregon to have a gun, and then you could actually open carry that five shooter. Ooh. Now, everybody talked, you know, like, you know, push and shove, passive resistance, and then finding horse shit. There are people out there, now, make no mistake. But the people I'm talking about are the same people that, you know, like I said, with Aryan Nations and stuff that, you know, full of snitches, fucking FBI, they're all a bunch of fucking Tory militia. But there are people, the majority are not. And they do, and you know, a lot of them haven't said a goddamn word. But I mean to tell you, they're ready for it. It's the ones, the quiet ones, you better watch. Like I said, you kill. I'm always, don't listen to me. I'm obviously full of shit and just boasting. I'm boasting or some kind of shit. These people ain't said they're going to kill anybody yet. They ain't said nothing. But something.
Trying to wake people up, Henry.
Huh?
You're trying to wake people up, Henry.
Who's trying to wake
up? I carry no matter what.
Oh.
You.
Oh, yes, of course, brother. Me too.
There's a lot to wake up, but a lot of people know, but a lot of people are content. And I don't know what to do about
that. No,
them.
The ones
they
that showed up, I mean, just like.
There's a hole in the middle.
You know,
brain.
When they had the Antifa thing down here in Portland, and then the ones that showed up, of course, I mean, what the fuck is it? We've been doing this for like 8 years. There's a whole lot of fucking people that think the way we do. But we don't have no logo. And when you read about it in the papers, you know, what they put out, what the programming puts out, they talk about, oh, the prayer people. You know, try to show yourself as anything but what you are. Instead of going down there with the fucking Bill of Rights in your hand and say, I'm a fucking American national and you got no goddamn authority over me. Get the fuck out of my way. And enforcing it. No, we'll pretend, what we'll do, we'll pretend we're paintball gun club, or we're part of a gun club and stuff. We'll see, we'll pretend, and that'll throw them off. You don't know shit about communists, because they're going to get everybody.
Yeah. I'm not going to go down with none of them mindless fool stuff that don't get you nowhere. Protests don't get you anywhere.
Yeah, but see, even when they go to protest, it's not about, it's about right, you know, the right to pray. You know, it's because these people, you know, it's like the Weavers. All of their theology, everything that they were doing, I mean, even going over to, it was all coming out of the Bible. They were hardcore Christians, which is their right. I would never condemn, I mean, that was their right to be hardcore Christians, to believe anything they want to believe. But they were. And they were naive. I mean, do you think that you're going to take on something? Do you realize the monster you're fucking? I guess what the point I'm trying to make is everybody out there, do you realize the monster you're fucking with? Do you really want those communists coming at you with your gun buried up there on the fucking hill and your ammo hid? And then you're just going to tell them you don't have it and that's going to just work because they still got their fucking guns. And they also got a pair of guns. Huh?
They're going to dig it up and then kill you.
Yeah. Oh, yes. You will tell them where them guns are. And like I said, you'll tell them. Go ahead.
Have you ever read Aquarium?
I don't believe so.
It's by the same author of Spetsnaz. Can I send it to you?
Sure. I'd love to read
it. It's just a paperback.
I've read lots and lots and lots of books on fucking what the communists did and how they did it.
Yeah.
And this is Communism 101.
The detection of a Soviet military spy and his astonishing story. It's pretty good. But I won't keep you. I don't like interrupting you.
That's all right, brother.
But I just had to have permission to send this to you. I don't know when. It'll be soon. As soon as I
the thing with people is, the problem we got here is that people, just like the Weavers, this can't happen. There's no way. I mean, I might get in a little bit of trouble or something. I mean, in the smallest amount of trouble or something, you know, something. They might, send me a warning or, you know, get mad at me or something. They're not really going to hate this letter when it comes through. But they can't just come in and just murder a family and sit there and put a bomb and tell trying to get the little kids to come out to fucking blow their face off with a shotgun. Nah, they can't do that. They wouldn't do that. That's the United States goddamn government. You know, the corporation. And the thing is, people had better wake up to reality. Because, up on Ruby Ridge, you know, he lived up on a mountain. And they came on his property illegally. They murdered his son illegally. And then they did a siege on his property and fucking killed his wife and all this stuff, all those things that happened over all those days, it's going to be fast. They're going to come in, it's going to be a reign of terror. That's what it's called, a reign of terror. That's what they're going to try. Right. And just like what King George's boy thought he was going to do. Just go in and just be so fucking ruthless and so just inhuman that you'll just scare the shit out of them. They'll just hand them over and bow down and just, God, let me live another day. Even if I do live, licking your shoes and crawling and watching you rape my daughter. Just let me live another day. Is life so sweet? Anyways,
your enemy.
Goddamn right. Anyways, guys.
Your enemy. All right.
That's all right, brother.
I'm out.
All right. We're at the top of the hour. We will be back tomorrow at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern for another broadcast of the Word from the Trenches on PBFTT. And until then, hey, man, embrace your enemy. Turn the other cheek. The communists love the people who turn the other cheek and embrace them. And you'll be all right. Don't worry about it. And that is the Word from the Trenches.